Welcome to the sunny side right here on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? Today is the 22nd day in the month of September 2022 and it happens to be a Thursday. How's your day going, by the way? I'm sure it started off on a very good note. My name is Denise Dennis Walu, and from now up until 3 p.m., you and I will share this space together, having great conversations. And as always, I look forward to a smooth ride with you. Our first conversation is centered around the banking system here in Nigeria. When you hear banks, you remember money. And who doesn't like money? I mean, money, they say, makes the world go round. With money, you can do a lot of things. With money, you purchase food and provide basic amenities for yourself. And if you have a little more to spare, who knows, you can afford just a little bit of luxury to enhance comfort for you, and it depends on the kind of comfort you're looking for. But when you put that money in the bank and for some reason the money disappears, you begin to wonder, wait, I leave my money in the house, is a problem. I leave my money in the hands of someone, something can happen. I leave my money in a bank that is supposed to be secure, and I'm hearing what I cannot understand. I'm sitting in my home and I receive a notification and I see debit alerts unauthorized by me. Do I still have trust in the banking system in Nigeria? Our trust level in the Nigerian banking system is our conversation for this hour. It may interest you to know that fraudsters hacked a bank and transferred, wait a minute, 523 million naira to 225 accounts. More on that we will discuss in course of this hour.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the show. Remember, you can always join the conversation on Twitter and Facebook. Our Twitter handle is at Nigeria Info PH, and on Facebook we are Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Yes, I promised I was going to read out the results of the poll that started yesterday when we had our first conversation. Migration, is the grass always greener on the other side? And yeah, we put up a poll on all our social media handles asking asking what category you belong to. Is it the jackpa category that believe there is no hope here in Nigeria, or the category that wants to stay and make Nigeria better? So far, so good. The jackpa category, 57.4%. And the Stay and Build Nigeria, 42.6%. Final results from 47 votes and some comments here. So that's that about that. Let's move on to our trust level in the banking system in Nigeria. So I was trying to share with you a very interesting story on one of our national dailies, the Punch newspaper, about how fraudsters hacked a bank and transferred 523 million naira to 225 accounts. This suspected fraudsters, during a 3-day cyber attack, hacked a customer's account. domiciled in an old generation bank and fraudulently transferred 523 million naira from the accounts to 18 different accounts in the same bank. The spokesperson for the police special fraud unit in Ikoyi, Lagos, SP Eyitayo Johnson, in a statement yesterday said the suspect subsequently transferred the money from the 18 accounts into 225 other accounts domiciled in 22 other banks and financial institutions. Oh, well, the good news is I think they were able to apprehend about two suspected fraudsters. This thing happened. The cyber attack was carried out from between Saturday, the 23rd of April, to the early hours of Monday, the 25th of April, before business opened. So it was done over the weekend, from the 23rd of April to the early hours of Monday, April 25th, before business opened. So two suspects have been apprehended so far. And we'll follow through with that story to see how it turns out. But the bottom line is this. When stories like this pop up, one is forced to ask, is my money really safe in my bank account? Some time ago, while I was the anchor of Chat Station, one of these days I had a man call. That was his agony during the Agony On segment, to say that he was just at home and I think he was ill, needed to get medical treatment, sent his son to go to the bank to withdraw money. The son went to the bank and they told him, there's no money in this account. He couldn't fathom it. He heard his son was lying. And then he went to the bank himself. And they repeated the same thing. Sir, there's no money in this account. And he says, it's not possible. I have about XYZ amount of money in my account. Then they tell him there's been this withdrawal and that withdrawal and this other withdrawal. And he goes like this. How is that even possible? I have my debit card with me, what we call our ATM card. I didn't make any of these withdrawals. I don't use a mobile app. I didn't do a transfer or anything. I didn't authorize any of these transactions. So whatever you're saying, I don't want to hear. My money should come back to me. Anyhow you want to do it, it's up to you, the bank, to secure my money. And this thing has lingered for months upon months. I think sometimes he calls back to tell us that, oh, that money, I never still see Amma. And this money is more than 100,000 naira. So they keep debiting. Some people have been victims to all these internet fraudsters unknowingly supplying certain information. But those are not the ones we are focused on, even though they are part of the entire safety scenario. You may have let out a pin you are not supposed to. You may have sent a one-time pin to someone you are not supposed to. But those persons that are seated in their house and are going about their usual business, having their bank account compromised is something that we really need to think about. But that is that about that. The question to you is this. How much trust do you have as a Nigerian in the Nigerian banking system? Are you like some of our old parents or some old people in some parts of the country that would rather continue to store money or save money the way they know how to, either inside a saving box, buried in the ground, the Akawo system, giving someone your money to hold for you, or any other way than putting your money or opening an account in the bank? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. And then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Remember, you can be a part of the conversation by watching us live on Twitter and also on Facebook. Twitter account, once again, is at Nigeria Info PH. And our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call and be audible so we can hear you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
My name is Fela. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I'm a victim of this thing, Mr. I will name the bank too, because if we continue to hide them, if we continue to happen. I was a victim in a Fidelity Bank. I transferred to somebody $110,000, and they said they have transferred to the UBA, and the person did not receive. I went to Fidelity Bank for 3 months. That was 2 years back. See, today, they will ask me to come today, come tomorrow, until one of the staff confronted me and said, is it because I gave you my number that you are calling me even when I'm at home? So after I went to the place I registered, I opened the account in Yenegua. When there, no way, continue to go to this Tumokoro Fidelity. See, I did not receive that money, and I decided to let go. So this is my own common sense. I reason that bankers, they are aware of this fraud. That is my own opinion.
Wait, how much in total was taken from your account?
110,000. I transferred for Fidelity to UBA to a customer. And she did not receive it. And I was debited.
Okay.
I went there. Yes, I went there to report. They asked me to fill this form. Mm. Fidelity until... No way. I have to travel to Yenegua where I opened the account to report the same thing. I became tired and I let go. The money went like that. So I myself, I'm beginning to reason that what I did was just dumbass the account. And from my own common sense,
you believe that the bank
has
no... I am
thinking that insiders, the people working in the bank, are aware of this fraud. Like there's one bank now I'm operating with. Every day, the bank will send me, they say it is not bank. The bank will send me a message telling me how much I will get if I register with a bank, this and that. When I see it, I just delete it.
You just delete it.
If bank is not aware, and you know that people are using your bank, you don't know, I'm a common woman, I don't know much.
Much, okay.
So, the bank should know what to do. When people use their logo,
But concerning the bankers knowing what to do when people use their logo, I think time and again we have had some people within the banking sector educate us on how to identify fraudulent mails and fraudulent fraudulent numbers. I think just last week someone called me and was asking me where my debit card was going to expire, and went on and on to say we are from, I said, which bank? They couldn't even tell me the name of the bank they were calling from. And there are some peculiar things that are you can identify an original bank with. from the email address and all of that. So they have helped her somehow, but maybe we do not pay attention to those details and still fall victim. So is it still the fault of the bank that we fall victims even after they have educated us, or they send mails upon mails and tell you, do not disclose your PIN, do not do this, this bank will never tell you to do this, and then you go ahead to do it? Mrs. Zion from GRA, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Even the banks are going through the same problem.
Are you a banker?
No.
I don't. Are you a banker? Are you speaking for the banks?
This experience I had sometimes this year, very funny. Debit, credit. Till this thing, the thing is growing, you know, my balance is growing.
Are you serious?
200 million. 250 before the thing will reduce to 50. Just like the way Forex is trading, how the bid is going up and down. I'm telling you, this thing was running to more than 600 and something million in my account. I have to call my account officer. Guy, look at what I'm observing. Are you aware? He said I should come to the office. I left what I'm doing and I went there. And they started combating that issue. The truth is this. I've always speak and advocate this. Our cyberspace...
Hold on. Mr. Zion, that story is not complete. When they combated the issue, where was the money coming from?
It's an issue. The bank is being attacked.
Oh, their systems.
Yes. Oh. Their systems attacked, their server is being attacked.
Oh, interesting.
You see, so they too, they're going through, and with the cost of everything, not all banks can sustain this ICTC issue, especially a time like this. By right, they say, oh, go and teach your children coding. I'm not in support of that. I'm not in support. You are not, see. In this coding business, we have the black hackers and the white hackers. They learn everything, the good and the bad. They learn it. So what do we do to secure our cyberspace? That is why I'm advocating and calling on the Nigerian government. We need to build a firewall system. It's not a matter of you take care of your server.
Okay, hold on. Let's pause a bit. You are calling on the Nigerian government. To do what exactly? I entered into the banking space, all right? I got duly registered. I did all the necessary things. It's a business for me. Let's assume this is Nigeria Info Bank. I entered into the business of banking. Is it not my duty to secure my space? Why should I rely on the government to come and secure my space?
The cyberspace now in Nigeria is not enough for individuals or organizations to protect their server all alone. They need regulations. They need the support. That is why the first thing, the government needs to create a firewall before the organization now creates a firewall on their data, on the cloud, on the cyberspace.
I still go back to my question. I am not saying I am disagreeing with you. If I am to do your job for you as someone who is in business, what then are you in business for, really?
There are certain malware that come into our cyberspace. We call
point,
them virus.
Point taken. Yes, exactly. It happens.
My system as a bank, we have our own codes and process.
Mm-hmm.
There are some certain malware that will come in. We may be expecting it either from the government or certain organizations from the government agencies. We have no choice than to see where this information is coming from. And by clicking on it, a malware has already penetrated into our system. Now, the responsibility of the government to build a firewall in our cyberspace is to detect most of these malware that are coming before they be forwarded to whatever organization or group of people that this may be taking it to.
Okay, all right. Mr. Zion, thank you very much. But one thing I'd like to say is this. Sometimes when these debits occur, It doesn't take so much from the fraudsters. Some of these fraudsters are not even hackers, as it were. Some of these fraudsters basically just took advantage of some loopholes that doesn't even have to do with firewalls.
Some
and
of them
all of
are
this.
Even the bankers that were sacked. Some of them are put that were even retrenched are being removed because of the economy.
Okay.
And these are wrong. And this is already have the technique.
So back to the original question. How much trust do you have in the Nigerian banking system?
50%.
How many percent?
50.
Why 50?
Because they themselves don't even trust themselves. How much?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Nigerian folk, good afternoon. Turn down the volume of your radio set, please.
Yes. The first caller. I am supporting the last caller now. Mine is 40%.
40%. Okay. Why 40%?
Yes. I've had the encounter with them many times, which I cannot able to explain now.
Okay. All right. So when you say 40%, will you still open an account or do you still run an account with any of the Nigerian banks?
I have about two accounts. They are dormant. I always put my money in business. Buy and sell and get it back.
Okay. So if I want to credit your accounts now, since you said they are dormant, there's nothing for you. If you're just joining us, this is still the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. We are talking our trust level in the Nigerian banking system. And I shared a story with us how fraudsters transferred 523 million naira to 225 accounts. And this was a three-day cyber attack. It happened from Saturday, the 23rd of April, through to the early hours of Monday, the 25th of April this year. So they hacked a customer's account, a domiciled in an old generation bank, fraudulently transferred money to 18 different accounts in the same bank, and then from those 18 accounts, transferred to 225 other accounts, domiciled in 22 other banks and financial institutions. If I decide to let everyone share their tale of their personal experiences, as it relates to fraud on the account while operating with some of the banks in Nigeria, it may take an entire day. I have my personal experiences. I'm sure some of my colleagues have their own personal experiences. But the question remains, when stories like this pop up, one is forced to ask, is my money really safe in my bank account? If we go back to the old system of saving money, some of us are used to, at least we know where our monies are. If I bury my money under my bed, I dig a hole. I know that this is where I buried my money. Okay, I put a mark. So when I want to go back there, I look for the mark and I dig it up and I see my money. Apart from some people that have, you know, the stories are not that much. People who forgot where they buried money and someone went and bought the land. And while digging, they discovered banks, a whole lot of money. That's a different case altogether. But you know where your money is. If you put your money in a saving box, you know this is where your money is. If you give someone your money to hold, you know that I gave my money to Chioma. Every month, I'll be giving Chioma 20,000 to hold for me. So, you know, your 20,000 naira, 100,000 naira is with Chioma. But with Chioma, there's a loophole. What if something happens to Chioma? How do you get your money back from Chioma? Now, when you bury money or when you save money in your house or when you put it in a saving box, another question arises. Does that money yield interest for you? Do you have peace of mind? Or are you like some persons that bury money and every 2 seconds you wake up and you're going to check if the money is still there? Is the money safe indeed? Because you never can tell whether you'll be robbed. You know, these are all of the problems we used to have in time past. So much so someone leveraged on it and came up with the banking system as we have it today in Nigeria. And we're encouraged to open bank accounts. From our bank accounts, we can, you know, carry out transactions, pay for things online, pay for services online, receive payments for services rendered online, and all of that. From the banking system, we are certain that we'll get some level of interest for whatever money is deposited in the bank. And, you know, it provides that sense of security, as it were. But can we continue to trust this said system if you are in your house and you hear or you discover a debit of something as huge as 523 million naira? That's a lot of money. Or maybe it's 5,000, or maybe it's 1,000, or maybe it's 10,000. No matter the amount, money is money and it is your own. You worked for it. You know how you suffered or how you you hustled to make ends meet, and you decide to deposit that money in the bank, and you hear stories like this. Do you still have any level of trust? To what percentage? The other caller said 40%. Someone else said 50%. How many percent for you? Chima in Rumekini, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Chima. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. First, I want to say that when it comes to banking system in Nigeria, there's always this thing I've observed, this trust issue. There's this trust issue between the bankers and the customers. Like, for instance, you walk into any banking or any bank at all, you see that as soon as you enter that banking system, your whole body, everything about you will change. Like, you are very serious, and even the bankers are also, there's a way these things, that one is actually by the way. What I want to say is that if you decide not to, have any account, like open a bank, and you keep the money in the house, you see anything that has to do with money, that's what I want to say. Anything that has to do with money has a way of handling it. If you put your money in the house and you don't go to bank, when you come back, you are worried, you want to check, and you want to... So, but the point I want to actually make is that fraudsters, all this thing is something that is old. So people who have account holders should know that even the bankers don't trust themselves. One caller said it, and it's true. So when you have accounts, you should be careful. When you get messages, you know who you be. Because even the banks, they tell us to be careful how we disclose our people, we disclose our people and all of that. Because there is this whole thing that is just around the whole system. You don't know who to trust. You don't know how my own advice is just, as an account holder, just be very careful. Be very careful, that's just my own.
All right, thank you so much, Chima. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, and female caller line, 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-0306416. Like I said earlier, we're live in Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I see some of your comments on Facebook. I'm going to read them most definitely. The question still remains, how much trust do you have in the Nigerian banking system? Some of you are trying to get through to us via WhatsApp. Please don't send your messages. Don't call the WhatsApp line. Just send your messages. Let me start with WhatsApp messages and then I'll move on to Facebook. Prince, any texting from Elio says, good afternoon, Nigerian Info. The rate of poor services in our local banks today is becoming something else. Some bank security are so poor, my trust for them is just 30%. I remember the last time I saved up to 40K in one of the poor banks. I go and check them every morning, including Saturdays, to make sure they are still existing. Oh my God. Jack from Rupwaku, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead, please.
I said Charles, not Jack.
Oh, sorry, your name is registered as Jack. Welcome, Charles.
The net is disturbing.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, then. Go ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, Nigerian banking system is corrupt. But even your next bank manager, or who, starting from the bank manager down to the least person working in the bank, they are all corrupt. Otherwise, I don't see any reason why somebody who is your customer did not disclose his or her identity to the public, and all of a sudden you start getting an alert from your account that some amount of money has been debited from your account. As I'm speaking to you now, I have two messages from my account. I don't know how they managed to come about that. All of a sudden, I saw a text message on my phone that 370 Naira was debited from my account. Then, all of a sudden, they debited me again. 3,700 Naira was debited from my account. And I had to go to the bank. Believe me, I stood there for like 3 hours. I was never attended to. And they continue to turn me up and down. Who do these things? They are bankers. So the earlier
you speak with so much confidence, they are bankers. How certain are you that they are indeed bankers?
As far as the bankers are not honest themselves, this fraudsters will continue, because they just like, if you want to go to the, maybe you are an armed robber, you want to get a gun, you will go and meet the police or the soldiers. If you are a fraudster and you want to get somebody's account details, you will go and meet the bankers.
Like I said earlier, sometimes when this fraud occurs on personal accounts, it's the fault of the account owners who have unknowingly or ignorantly giving out the details of the accounts to the fraudsters. So would you hold the bank responsible for such?
Let's just say that one is just about 40%. But the remaining 60% are bankers that are frauding people up and down. Take it or leave it.
All right then. Thank you so much, Charles. We need to go on a commercial break. When we come back, the conversation continues. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria Info.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
If you're just joining us, this is the Sunny Side right here on your number one station for Talk Nigeria Info. And we're talking trust level in the Nigerian banking system. The ultimate question we're asking is, how much trust do you have in the Nigerian banking system? We keep hearing stories of fraud on individual accounts owned by Nigerians. And when stories like this pop up, one is forced to ask, if my money is not safe in the bank, where then is it going to be safe? Do I trust this banking system to hold on to whatever amount I have deposited in the account, and I am guaranteed the safety of these monies? On Facebook, another Zode Anderson says, the bank should have a system to track the accounts where monies are moved to. Oh, well, yes, they do. Sometimes when money is debited from your account and put in another account, they tell you. I mean, I've had someone have a personal experience, and I reached out to the bank, and they told me this money was transferred to this account. The owner of this account is so person. So it was left for the bank to write to the bank. Yeah, there were processes around it, having to put your account on, block your account first of all, sort out with the other bank, have the other bank acknowledge that the fraud happened, and have wait until money is now in that account for it to be debited and credited. It's a lot of process. And maybe in details, I will share some of the things I learned from personal experience, having to follow up money debited from some accounts. This one is from Pisa Mekke. It says, I have lost all the trust I once had. I mean, my trust level is dead and buried. DDW, dead and buried is a lot. Prince Eni says, Nigerian banks have problem. The unnecessary debit alerts I have been receiving is enough to open my own bank. Do you have the wherewithal to secure your money? David Asula says, I have total trust in the banking system in Nigeria because for me, and I repeat, for me, I have never lost a dime. Even when they debited me without paying me, I went there, lodged a complaint, and within 2 days, I got my money back. The only issue I have with banks, especially the one I operate, is I don't want to mention the bank, is the small, small money they cut for no justifiable reason. But in all, as my favorite radio presenter, Didi Wallo, would say, it is what it is. Please don't call my name on this one. I think I read the one from Anazada Anderson. Banks should have a system to track their accounts and monies. Oh, yes. I said they do, actually. But retrieving the money is the problem. Ogu Ojun Justice says, I have confidence in the banks. The truth is that before such a thing can occur, there's an insider that collaborates with the criminals. This similar thing occurred in Jos, where 4 billion naira was stolen from the bank. It was discovered it was a software engineer who services their computer that did it. At individual level, if a withdrawal can be made from your account without your consent, your account information would have been leaked out, or your accountant should be held responsible. Now back to WhatsApp. I'm opening the phone lines again. They are 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007, and then the female caller line once again is 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809 030 6416. Brown from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side, go ahead.
Thank you, my dear sister, Dennis.
Welcome.
Dennis, you see this thing that is happening here? There is one in my local parliament. They say rat that is outside. And then they bring the one with the rat with the inside. And then they bring the one with the outside. They can say fish day for house, make it control. Okay. So this thing, I don't just want to say the name of the bank because I have worked with the bank before.
Okay.
But the bank is in Port Harcourt here, and it's at Rumokoro.
Okay.
But I don't just want to mention the name of the bank. It's a popular bank, a very well popular bank at Rumokoro.
Okay.
There is a fraudulent activity that was carried out here 4 years ago. Do you know that these people came from Lagos? As they came, it was just over the weekend, they came that they are fiber engineers. They had ID card of the bank, and they presented it to the security people. What the security men did, they called the branch manager. The branch manager came and identified them that through that they are the staff, that the security should allow them, without knowing that these people are fraudulent. They went into the cyber cafe of the bank, opened and operated that day, and pulled out about 400 and something million naira from people, different accounts. Exactly this experience you narrated, because normally fraudsters, when they pull out, they won't transfer such money to one account. They will split it to different people's accounts. And what they did, they distorted the alert, the SMS, so that as they are pulling the money from individual people's accounts, they will not notice
aware
that such amount is moving out.
Interesting.
Yes, so that's what they did. But fortunately not, they were arrested, and they exposed the person that linked them. It was one of the staff, the branch manager of the staff.
Wow.
And one of the security that worked in that branch was among the people. So these things, most of them, it's an internal crime. It's an internal crime. The people that work in the bank, they are among the people that operated such
serious
crime.
Interesting. So how did that story end? Did they catch them or something? Yeah, I think he left the call already. Someone's 500K was eaten up by a rat in the house. Money is not safe anywhere. Sandy, send that in. Denise, I believe these fraudsters carry out their nefarious activities with the connivance of the bank staff. Since I removed the bulk sum from my account, I don't receive any such mails or calls. Note, the mail you get from these fraudsters is full of spelling errors. I also place a curse on owners of such numbers and the accomplices. Goodness, Denise, 55% trust on the banks. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. Turn off your radio set, please.
Hello.
Yeah, turn off your radio set, please. I may have to let you go if you don't. I'm sorry. We can't be doing this. No. I should trust you to do the right thing, and that is turning down the volume of your radio set whenever you call us. Suki Fubara from Port Harcourt says, Bank Wahala and the fraud question in Nigeria. It could serve as a fine project topic in the university. But the reality is the fraud guys are getting sophisticated by the day. Funny phone calls demanding for personal information. People should be careful with the way they give out their ATM card pins to third parties to withdraw money on their behalf. Plus the way they keep old credit messages on their phones. Interesting. But Hackett, good afternoon, presenter. I don't want your first caller to remain in our ignorance. From what she said, she has to do now is to get a services of a lawyer to write to the branch of that bank. I promise her that she will get justice. Her money, and plus, I don't want to go far now, but she has a good case, I must tell you. Constance Emmanuel from Port Harcourt. Thank you, Constance. Hello, my name is Wendy. I saved 8K in my student's account while I was in school with hope of using it to redeem a pledge I had made that is very important to me. When I needed the money, I went to the bank until today they can't find the money. How is that even? I filled so many forms and nothing till date. Really? Really? Good afternoon, Denise. I'm Barido from Port Harcourt. My trust level in our Nigerian banks is 40%. Because almost everyone is a victim of fraud. I have been a victim myself. My wife lost her phone and the whole money in our account was taken out within 10 minutes. She lost her phone through PS and through transfers and the bank, UBA, couldn't be able to find out who owns the accounts in PS. Nigerian phobia, not safe with Nigerian banks. My name is Governor. Godswill from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm enjoying your topic of discussion, and I also work in a bank.
You work in a bank?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead. Feel free.
Okay, I think the issue in question, the fraud incidences in bank is as a result of many factors. For me, and you have factors such as the high level of ignorance or illiteracy in many of the customers too, the way they manage their personal information or bank details or respond to calls and all that. You also have, yes, there's also some many occasions where you have connivance from internal persons and all that, but that is usually minimal. In most times when you have fraudsters succeed, they succeed because the customer would have given them help. Because the customers most times wouldn't be able to access your account without seeking for the help of the customer. And that's when you begin to see them send you their phone calls or emails or SMS and prompting you to respond. They need your permission.
Mm.
And most times that permission is what grants them access into the account. In situations where fraud occurs in a customer's account and the customer played no role in it, of course, the bank takes full responsibility for that. And most times, customer will have to be refunded. So that is it. But for me, it's a case of you have the customers most times out of ignorance, not managing their property or their belongings properly, answering phone calls and all that, or responding to fraudsters. Most of the time, bankers coming to you, running adverts on radios, and different banks running adverts, taking customers not to divulge their details and all that. But we still see people do that, which for me, probably level of ignorance. And I also see some items of greed most times when people see messages, access them, still think they're going to win this, or this money is being shared and all that. Just being in a hurry to claim the money, they respond most times. So it's a combination of factors. There's also the factor of, I would like to say this, when people, for instance, have their phone numbers not being good for a long time. For instance, I'm traveling outside the country. I have a phone number maintained on my account, and I leave it without taking care of it. I'm not using it. It's just there. We've seen cases where over time, over like a period of a year or two, telecom providers
probably consider that
number inactive.
Yeah.
And assign it to another customer.
Yeah.
And you now realize that the alert begins to go to the new customer. If it's a fraudulent person, of course, you now begin to see high level of penetration in that account. So a lot of factors play role in there. And people say they don't trust the banks. Unfortunately, we're not in a perfect system. But if you don't trust the bank, how would you manage your phone? How would you be able to transact?
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Godswill.
Thank you.
He revealed quite a lot, I must say. Someone sent... Okay, I can't access that message. You may have to send it again. Okay, I think I see it now. Good day, my name is Kojo Emmanuel from Port Harcourt. The bank can never be trusted. Only God can save us, because even the bank managers can be a fraudster. Okay, bank confidence, well, with high technologies, is either here nor there. I would say banks are doing great, but the fraudsters are slipless to swindle the innocent public. At times, you see the fraudsters hacking and buying items from another person's account. Recovery of such funds becomes invisible. Well, I have confidence in the banks, but the economy is a big setback where people will intend to borrow from all these loan apps or easy buy apps with all their details and later get exposed to third parties that capitalize on their details. Government regulations should also be helpful at all hands, but be on deck to instill the confidence we all want. I'm Ifo Ernest from Port Harcourt. Good afternoon, man. I have a current account. At the end of every month, they charge me according to my transactions for the month. Like the person who says it was debited 370 and again 3,700, can't his instinct tell him that it's bank charge and VAT of 10%? My savings, they usually give me some interest and also deduct 10% of it from the interest. People should be mindful of their ATM cards and their other bank details that are meant to be secret. Gerald Obidile. I'll read the final messages. All right. Good afternoon, Denise. My problem with the bank is that they are not interested in catching a fraudster or recovering your money. When you report an issue, all the bank does is to check if the issue can be tied to them. Once they see that your hand is not inside, they proceed to gaslighting you that you must have exposed your details somewhere, etc. Then you shouldn't do it again. Case closed. BOD, send that in. He said they were caught. That was how they knew the bank manager and his security officer was involved. Christian, send that in. All right, thank you everyone for being a part of this conversation. This is where we draw the cutting on this one now. I guess it's already in the studio. So up next, it will be time for SDN. Someone says, I'm currently having a problem with a particular bank. I keep receiving alerts from the account I have not opened for over 4 years now. Even after reporting to the bank, they did nothing. Michael, well, sorry about that. So far, so good. As much as there is a decline in the trust levels we have for these banks, truth is, what better options do we have? It lies on us. The onus lies on us as individuals operating these accounts to be careful and ensure that whatever happens, the fault is not from our end. And yes, let's take use of the judicial system or make use of the judicial system when the bank is at fault and it's clear that they are not even making any effort to recovering your lost funds. They should be made to do the right thing. It's up to them, as a matter of fact. They signed up for the business of banking, so it's up to them to ensure that they secure the funds left in their care. My name is Denise Dennis Wallo. This is still the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info.